This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
It was a night of honor, and to show gratitude at the Batesville City Council meeting, Mayor Rick Ellenball recognized Sue Skinner for her 39 years of service to the city. Ms. Sue began on May 24, 1972, working for Peyton Golden. She's worked under five mayors, including Golden, Jim Sherrill, Jim Barney, Joe Beard, and currently Rick Ellenball. Mayor Ellenball commented that Ms. Skinner has more municipal memory than anyone else in the building. She was presented with a key to the city. I have an open house for Ms. Skinner scheduled for this Thursday, tomorrow between 4 and 6 p.m. at City Hall. And the council also established a supplemental tax on alcoholic beverages last night, meaning intoxicating liquor of any sort, including beer and wine, when they passed an ordinance 7-1 to levy that supplemental 5% tax. Alderman Doug Matthews was the only alderman to vote against the ordinance. He said the voters have the right to decide on a tax increase. Also in other business, three resolutions were passed to contract with Trip Ace Supply, Citizens Bank, and First Community Bank for sponsorships at the ball fields at Fitchew Park. Total cost would be $7,500 to each over 5 years. And someone from the Parks Department said there are five more places available for sponsorship. Well, Donald Trump says he's dropping out as moderator of a Republican presidential debate set for December 27th. Only Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum had said they'd be there. But Trump says the reason he's stepping away is to preserve his option to run for president if he doesn't care for the eventual Republican nominee. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffries said an elaborate plan to break an inmate out of the Hot Springs County Jail has ties to Independence County. Jeffries said he was told by the sheriff there, Chad Ledbetter, that Michael Longoria was the inmate in question and his girlfriend, Tiana Costner, was the person trying to get him out of jail by forging a circuit court document. Longoria was wanted in Independence County. He wrote a bogus check to B&R Marine to purchase a generator valued at over $4,000. Authorities say Longoria used the same scheme to obtain generators in several Arkansas cities. He would then sell them at a reduced price for cash to individuals, construction companies, and others. Sheriff Jeffries said Costner apparently forged an inmate transfer document saying Longoria had to be in court in Independence County, which was not the case. She even bought a police uniform complete with a badge, fake gun, and even a taser with a fake police ID and a forged check. He said she even forged a check to buy a car similar to what the police use. All that preparation to pick up Longoria under the guise of taking him to Independence County and then once away from that jail to escape. But Sheriff Jeffries said he was told by police in Hot Springs that they caught up on the scheme by spotting the fake document and arrested Costner. Arkansas State Police say the agency will have extra patrols starting Friday and running through January 2nd to help keep drunken drivers and other unsafe motorists off the roads. Monday's announcement by the agency notes that the stepped-up enforcement is an annual event that draws participation from numerous local agencies. The focus of the effort is to get drunk drivers off the road. State Police Director Colonel J.R. Howard said nearly one-third of the 585 people killed on Arkansas roads last year died in a crash that involved a drunken driver. Sharp County Judge Larry Brown says the Sharp County Courthouse will be closed Friday, December 23rd, Monday, the 26th, and Monday, January 2nd, in observance of Christmas and New Year's. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.